A man has been sentenced to a combined 25 years in prison in connection to a battery with a deadly weapon case, as well as a drug trafficking case. Joel Constantino Smith was given 10 years in prison with parole eligibility after 4 years for the battery with a deadly weapon conviction stemming from a shooting in a smoke shop, and 15 years with parole eligibility after 6 years for getting caught with 8 pounds of a Schedule I psilocybin mushrooms, both in 2025. The sentences will run consecutively. Reno police responded to the Midtown smoke shop in May of last year after receiving a 911 call about an incident there. When officers arrived, they learned a fight had erupted inside the store between two men and a display case had been broken. Later that same day, a man arrived at Renown Medical Center with a gunshot wound, but wouldn't say what had happened. Officers learned that the man, Brendan Blosser, had gotten into a fight with Constantino Smith inside the smoke shop. After the initial fist fight, the defendant produced a handgun and shot at Mr. Blosser twice, hitting him as he fled. Constantino Smith did not remain on scene, and police began efforts to find him. The following month, officers from RPD found Constantino Smith leaving his home in a car. In addition to being wanted for the shooting, police were also aware that Constantino Smith was involved in narcotics dealing due to a secret witness tip and another investigation. A search of his car uncovered a Glock handgun magazine and 8 packages of those mushrooms, equaling 3,630 grams or more than 2,000 doses. As a result, Constantino Smith was arrested for the initial shooting as well as drug trafficking charges for those mushrooms. The Honorable Scott Freeman presided and issued the sentences to run consecutively for an aggregate term of 25 years in prison, with parole eligibility after 10 years have been served. Deputy District Attorney Michael Vita Cabell represented the state in the cases, argued to the court that the sentences were appropriate and necessary to protect the safety of the citizens of Washoe County.